That's what he wants us to look up. The enemy wants us to look down, doesn't he? He wants us to look up. That's why he tells us to lift our hands. When we lift our hands, we look up. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. We began to see the expanse of Yah. We began to see the depth of his mercies and his kindness. I'm telling you, when you began to do that, it will cause the tears to flow. It will cause the rejoicing to flow. As long as you're looking down, you'll never see the splendor and the excellence of Yah. So as high as the Hashemayim from the earth, so is the compassion, the tender mercies, the love kindness of Yah. He is trying to express unto us, people, my benefits, my jemuel for you is greater. It is much more of substance than you can imagine. He tells us, just look up. Can you imagine that? If you can see all that, then you can understand what I have in my benefit package for you. Hallelujah. IBM can't give you that. Hewlett Packard can't give you that. Apples, AT&T cannot give you that. But the Almighty One can. Hallelujah. He can give it to you. He has it all. The earth of fullness. Thereof it all belongs unto you. If he was hungry today, what would you feed him? What could you feed him? Nothing you can feed him. Because he owns everything. But there's one thing that you can feed him. That he delights in. And that is hands lifted with tota. With the offering of thanksgiving. Tota unto him. He delights in that. He delights. There's nothing that blesses his heart. There's nothing like a child. When daddy brings home something that is not even sufficient or significant. And the child looks at it and say, daddy, thank you. Mommy, thank you. This is a generation that looks at it, puts it down. They're so unthankful. They're not thankful. You find a child that is thankful. I don't care what daddy gives it. I don't care what mama does for her. The child is thankful. This generation is so damnable, corrupt, and vile, wicked. What it is. And so what Yah says, I want to let you know that I've given you a benefit package that no one can supplant these benefits. Man can try, but there's nothing he can do. They're full of riches. They're full of my riches. They're full of me. And you will know the power of it when Yahshua is revealed in you. And when the strength of Yahshua is revealed in you, then the tears will flow with great gladness. You will not forget what he has done. Your mind will always go back where he's brought you from. Your thoughts will always go back to Yahweh. Remember the benefits, the jemul of Yah. His jemuls are great for Israel. So is his mercies toward them that fear him. He says, I want to tell you, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed, rachach. He has removed our transgressions from us. What a benefit. What a benefit. That you will not have to be bound to the guilt of your sins. Young daughter, you that wrote me that letter, if you're listening, you don't have to be bound to your sins. As far as the east is from the west. Well, it's only 3,500 miles from him to California. That's not the east from the west. Hallelujah. That's not Yah's east. And it certainly isn't Yah's west. But as far as the east is from the west, so has he removed. So hath he cast away your iniquities. What we have done in the past, even in our ignorance, I'm not bound by that. There's no guilt complexion because I did not have the fullness of Yah's knowledge. But he has separated that sin. He has removed that as far as the east from the west. There's nothing of the powers of hell can bring against you. Would this happen because of your sins? It did not happen because of your sins. But Yah's bringing you back to remembrance that you won't forget him, that you will be reminded of him. No, Brother Dell, it didn't happen because of your sins or your wife's sins. Yah suffer all things that your mind, your thoughts, and the house of Israel will be brought back to him, that they can see even in the midst of death, that this little one could see the bosom of Yah and had more confidence than mom and dad in all of us. That's why Yahshua says, suffer not the little ones to come unto him. You may not think that they understand, but yet there's a Ruah of Yah that brings to life in them the riches of His truth greater than in us. Because the minds are not hard to entertain. It's easily for the minds to be intrigued. They're intrigued by some paint and putting their fingers in it. You look at the disgust of it, cleaning it up, but they take great delight in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it doesn't take something that is monstrophagous for them to delight in. But it takes that for us. Hallelujah. So Yah says to the little one, he falls out from the stroller. These are my benefits. And she saw that and she looks at mom and daddy and says, I love you, mama. And I love you, daddy. And I know you all. I know you're going to give me wonderful benefits. But this is so precious. I like that. You all will be all right. These benefits, and I tell you, mom and daddy, they're for you too. Come on here, somebody. Come on. And she says, I'm just going to give up the Ruah. I'll see you after a while. Don't forget there's a resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall benefit if there's no resurrection of the people of Yah, then our emunah is in vain. See, that's a benefit that was fulfilled in HaMashiach. For there's a tikvah for us. There's a hope. Well, I don't believe it's that way. I know you don't believe it's that way. Just like the jackass talked to Balaam, you don't believe that, do you? Just like Yahweh talked to Moshe, that he showed Moshe his path and all of his ways. But he showed him, didn't he? He showed him all the benefits of the Torah, did he not? And he showed him all the things that will come upon them if they did not obey the Torah. We keep this lively Torah in us, brothers and sisters. This is ours. Yeah, if we sing the song, if I live right now, if we obey Yah and fear Yah, the benefits belong to us. Sing that. Hallelujah. Not if I live right. Yahshua's life and his right was not declared because he says, I'm right. Yahweh, with an exclamation point, there's no guile, no sin or anything in him. The way he looked and looked at the door, he was full of sin because he bore all of our sins and our iniquitous ways. But there was nothing in him that defied the Torah of Yah. Hallelujah. He tells us this, look at this. Tehillim 103 verse 13. Like as an avat. Hallelujah. Raham, pities. Pities. Love deeply. That's what that Raham is. It is a love that is so deeply. Do you understand that? That as an avat, Raham, his children, so Yahweh pity them that fear him. You that Yara, you that fear Yah, he pities you. You those that pity him, those that he loves you deeply. As an avat, pity his children. Hallelujah. Come on, you avat, you pity your son, your daughters, your children, as you pity them. And what Yah said in that Raham is a love. It's not that you say, oh, I feel sorry for little boy. No, what he's saying is that there's a great love. It's so deep that it's expressing my tender touch to him. Am I disciplined to him? Am I correcting him? There's a deepness of my love. So does Yahweh pity us, Raham us. There's a deepness to his love, his ahava for us, brothers and sisters. That's a benefit. That's our benefit. Hallelujah. So does he pity us. And he tells us this. For he knows Yada. He understands your frame. He knows we're shallow. He knows that we're weak. He knows that you're frail. Believe me. He knows that there are battles. He remembers. Zakar, he remembers. He is mindful that we are just does. He said, that's who you are. I haven't forgotten that. I know what you are. It does. Hallelujah. I made you. I remember what I made. He's mindful of what we are. That's why he has loaded us with benefits. He has loaded us with mighty benefits. We cannot forget his benefits. It says this in Sirach, listen. Sirach 5:8. It tells us, do not depend on dishonest wealth. And the world is based upon dishonest wealth. For it will not benefit you in the day of calamity. In all of your calamities, the jemuels of Yah will benefit you. The dishonest benefits or the dishonest trust in the things of man, they will not benefit you in the day of calamity. When the enemy comes to oppress you, you have a benefit from Almighty Yahweh. David cries out into Tehillim 68:119, Psalms, and this is the expression of Yahweh our Savior in the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. David again says, bless, Barak, worship, praise, exalt, esteem him. Bless be the sovereign Yahweh. Now this is profound. Who daily? Do you hear that? Who daily? Who every day? Who daily loads? Loads. There's nothing like a loaded truck of the things you think are beneficial to you. Who loadeth us with benefits. Even the Almighty One of our Yahshua. He says, Selah. And that is simply to lift up and exalt him. When David said Selah, he said he exalted Yah. He daily loads us with his mercies, his tender kindness, his compassion. He daily loads us. Come on. There's a difference between just sparsely or sparingly, but he daily loads. He makes sure there's more than you need. Hallelujah. It's almost like grandmother preparing that meal for three. She cooks enough for 10 people. She loads the table down because she wants to make sure that no one goes lacking. And so that's what Yahweh has done in his benefit package. He has loaded us daily that you don't have to need nothing. You don't have to trust in the dishonest wealth of the world. You don't have to lie and cheat. You don't have to defy the misfire of Yah. For he daily. We got to get back when we trust in the daily benefits of Yah. We got to trust in those benefits. We got to be daily loaded with the benefits of Almighty Yahweh. He loads us daily with his jemul, with benefits, love, kindness, his tender mercies, his assurance. He blesses us. He fills us. His compassion. Yahweh loads us daily with his benefits. And we need the benefits of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. We need to know what the benefits of Yahweh is, brothers and sisters. We need to understand them. His mercies are abundant unto Israel. That's why the enemy doesn't want us to fear him. But we want to fear him with all of our love. With everything that is in us, we're going to honor him. We're going to reverence him. We're going to tremble at the presence of our Abba. For he loads us. The load is so heavy that it doesn't bear you down. The load is so heavy that it doesn't break you down. His benefit package is so deep and so heavy that you don't get weary in reading the fine print. Hallelujah. Your eyes do not get dim in reading the fine print of his benefit package. The more you read, the more you rejoice. The more you understand, the more you delight. I'm going to read from Yeshaya, Isaiah. I want to close here. Yeshaya 53. It says this to us. Hear it, people of Yah. The benefit of Yah, the Jemul. Yeshaya 53 verse 1. Who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Galah. Who is the arm of Yahweh uncovered? For his arm has been uncovered. And that uncovering is the light and the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. He tells us, for he, HaMashiach, shall grow up before Yahweh as a tender plant, a root out of dry ground. Now that one, that confounds me there. There is no root coming out of dry ground. Yet he shall grow as a root out of dry ground. You need water for root. He is the living water. He is the life source of Almighty Yahweh. And so Yah says there's nothing that is going to impede him. He's coming forth because he is the living power of my life. He is the word. He is my Torah. He is the law that I abide in. He is the Torah that I abide in. He shall have no form nor comeliness beauty. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty to fear wrath, that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, and acquainted with great grief. And we hid as if were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. This generation is one that has rejected the truth of Yah, his Torah. We don't esteem the Torah, the power of Torah. And the power of the Dam, the blood of Yeshua, it has no relevance to this generation. Surely, he has borne, or he has bared our grief, our sickness. That is our benefit. Yeshua has bared our sickness, our grief. And he has carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him, or we did not even reckon him stricken, smitten of Yahweh and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our shalom was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. I believe that. That is the benefit. That is the Jemul of Yah. With his strength. We don't esteem him. We don't esteem his smitten. We reject him. We despise him. We despise the Torah. He says, my stripes are your healing. With each stripe, you heal. This is the benefit to Yisrael. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And that is the truth. You have turned to a way that seems right, but has led to destruction. And one of his benefits is to spare us from all destruction. But because we have gone our own way, we have not gone and researched the benefit package. You got to go back and be mindful. Everyone has gone his own way, and Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet, he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is dumb. So he opens not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from mishpat, from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Do you see that? Because of our transgressions, he was smitten. He was beaten. He made his grave with the wicked. The two on the stakes by him. They were wicked men. And with the rich in his death, Joseph of Arimathea, his grave. Rich man. Because he had done no violence, no evil, neither was deceit found in his mouth. But Yahweh declares the power and the promise of this hope. It says in 53 verse 10, yet it pleased Hafetz, it pleased Yahweh to bruise, Dokha to crush him, to humble him. He has put him to grief. When Yah shall make his being an offering for our sins. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of Yah shall prosper in his hands. Listen. He shall see the light of the travail of his being, his soul. And he shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my Tzaddikah servant, hallelujah, justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. He's the bearer of our iniquities, our benefit. Therefore, will I divide him his portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. You that are weak, let us declare that we are strong. Hallelujah. Let the weak say, I am strong. Because he has poured out his being to death. And he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bared the sin of many. And he made intercession for the transgressors. The benefit of Yah. That we have been transgressors. And yet Yahshua has made intercession. He has pleaded the tender mercies of Yah for us all. So we have a package that is assured in the word of Yah. So when you get oppressed, you go to the benefit package. He has the healing power and the healing truth to heal you. When your left get heavy and you seem downtrodden, you go to the benefit package. You can find the remedy. When there is doubt there, you go to the benefit package and begin to listen to the voice of Yahshua, and the power of his Emunah shall rise from the inward parts. It's all in the package. We've just forgotten what's in the package. And because we've forgotten what's in the benefit package, we don't take advantage of the Jemuel of Yah. So go back to the benefit package. And when you go back to the benefit package, you're going to find yourself enriched and walking in the health and the light of Yah, because the light of Yahshua shall shine greatly from your inward parts. For that mind that pleases Yah in all things, you will please him in the same fashion. Don't forget the benefits. May Yah bless you tonight. May he strengthen your love. May he cause your love to rejoice. We need to be reminded of the benefits. And so we got something greater than health insurance. We have the assurance of Yah in Yahshua. Just greater than health insurance. We have the assurance of Almighty Yah in Yahshua. May he enrich you. May Yah bless you. May he cause your love to be filled with delight. You that are listening by the live stream, may he bless you and strengthen you. So may Yah bless you all. May he comfort you tonight. And your rest is able to do all things. May he strengthen us all. Cause us to rejoice. I'm happy. I mean that. I don't say that facetiously or fictitiously. I'm happy. I'm more than happy. When I think about the Tav of Yah and all that he has granted unto me with these benefits, my inward parts shout hallelujah. I'm going to praise him. I'm just going to praise him. I am. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. May Yah bless you all. May he strengthen you all. I was sitting there today. The mailman came in. It was something amazing to me. It was. I didn't get a chance to get over the Deacon Benny to show him, because I always show him things like this. When I was talking with Brother Dale and Brother Jason, I got a letter. It was a certified letter. I thought it was from Brother Ricky, because he had told me, he called me, what day was that? Monday. He called. And we were talking, and he said, Pastor Roberts, he was going to send the money so we can build the building. He said, I may not send you all the money to do it all, but I... And so I'm sitting there today, I'm thinking that it was a special delivery from him, Brother Ricky. But it blessed my love because it was a brother that listens to us from the United Arabic in Dubai. And he sent a check, and I told Brother Jason to make a copy. It has the Arabic writing and everything. You see the seed of Israel everywhere. And he says this, he says to Pastor David Roberts, the enclosed check, check is for Yahweh's congregation. Sorry, it was not allowed for me to make the check in Yahweh's congregation name. I had to do it in your name. Toda. He says, Yahweh Abba, bless you all. In Yahshua HaMashiach, mighty name. He's in Dubai. Daira, United Arabic Emirates. Yes, yeah. His people everywhere. Ah. I'd rather, I'm telling you, this delighted my inward part more than anything. Hallelujah. He's in a very nice offering too. Hallelujah. All the way from all the way across the world, the Arabic nation, his seed is everywhere. Yeshua, this is a Yeshua-like brother here. Hallelujah. Because he believed the reports. Hallelujah. This is a child of Yah. It delights my love. I'm going to write the brother. The United Arabic Dubai is a kind of a secular Arabic nation. It's a secular, it's one of the most richest and powerful nations there in the GN, there in the Arabic world. And they have to import most of the people because the true citizens of Dubai, that's where most of the corporations are going now. That's where, what's that corporation that Cheney was the head of before we become Halliburton. They're relocating to Dubai. It's a very powerfully rich little island. And it's an oil wealth that the people, they enjoy the wealth and they allow about 3 million people to come in and do all the work. But the citizens there, they're very wealthy. All of them. Hallelujah. And yet Yah calls his one the seed of Israel there to hear and to find the website and to be able to listen. Ah, that delights my inward part. I did want to read the letter that the sister wrote to have someone read it. Such beautiful letter that she wrote. She expressed the great battles where she lets us know that when one turns the level away from Yah, there's nothing. Nothing you will not do. And she expresses it in the letter too. It's very vile. I don't care if it's your sons, your daughters. I don't care what you think. Yad Yah has this broadcast where it can be heard. You know, Brother Ricky, I really liked it, brother, because I sense such a genuineness in it. He will be here not this Shabbat, I believe next or the following one, he and his wife. And he said this to me, he said, Pastor Robert, it's a dismal shame because every brother, anyone that comes to see the works of Yah and hear this truth, they ought to be a strength to it and to help the works. I said, Brother Ricky, I would love for the people, there are a lot of people that listen and never gives a nickel. Some give sporadically. As I would love to be able to go on the shortwave radio because there are those in Africa who do not have computers. Or to get on some station whereby others can hear this truth. That Yah may liberate them. Not for us to live fancy and filly fly. That's my desire. And there are those that hear and they listen. And they're extortionists. When I think about a man like Elder Bazard that makes $15.84 a week, a month. And yet he says a third of that to the works. That speaks volume to me. And this is a damnable wicked generation. They work and they're not even faithful to Yah. And yet they think they love Yah. What about saying he loves Yah and keeps not his mitzvah? He's a liar. I don't care who the man is. I don't care who the woman is. They're liars. You don't love him. In every letter that Elder Basil writes, he always say that for Malachi, that Yah commands us, this Torah. It is true. As Abraham with Melchizedek, he gave his offerings unto him, so it shall be. Brother Ricky said, they could see, Pastor, they see what you do. It will be a different thing. And he was corrupt as these other men. And what you do, it benefits the kingdom. And it does, brothers and sisters. I mean, whether someone sent me a nickel or not. I think about the man, there was a man that was sent $100+ every week, $100 to $150 every week. And so he got this Jezebel woman he's going to marry. She said, you can't send no more. Because we need the money. And he cut it down to little nothing. To 1 week he sent $20. He didn't have to send that. But he was consistent. Maybe 160. That's the way he was. And then she says, our bills. And she allowed the God of this world to prevent the man from receiving the fullness of Yah's blessing. He means what he says. Yah, if a man can be faithful and given to Yah, he will never entrust that man. There's one thing about me, I can tell you, and I don't say it boastfully. I'm not boasting on David Robert. But there's one thing I've never held back from Yah. Never. Even in my ignorance, I didn't hold back. If I had to sell my vehicle, and I sold too, to make sure that I give to the kingdom work. I was ignorant. But I was sincere in what I did. I was. I would give every nickel. I would give every dime where I'm broke, didn't even have gas to get to work. I would have to walk. And it seemed like back then it was cold. You got to walk a few miles to work and nobody picking you up. It's cold. That's cold. And it did not make me distrust Yah. I wasn't bitter. I wasn't angry. I would walk to work and I would have a great delight. Knowing I'm broke, but I'm giving it all to Yah. Hallelujah. And because of that, then he could reward me with simplicity of truth. He could trust me. It must be found in stewardship. If a man is a steward of Yah, he must be faithful. And if he's not faithful in the small thing, then how can Yah entrust the man or the woman with things that are greater? He cannot. And he will not. Hallelujah. So he calls the men to listen. I think about someone like Brother Mike and his wife. And what they send here, month is tremendous. He doesn't skip a beat. He doesn't live here. He wrote a letter today, $170. Just this week already. And many times they send two offerings in a week. And he says in the letter, I know they're listening, that I wish Pastor Robert would take. He said, Pastor Robert, Sister Michael, I says in the letter, Brother Michael, Michael told her, bless you, my brother, that I wish service would go at least a half an hour longer on the Shabbat. And I belonged with the Brother Micah, just didn't know on last year, but I was wore out by the end of that service. All my virtue was gone. Hallelujah. We bless you, my brother. But he's a faithful man. Those that, hallelujah. Because this message of the kingdom must be declared. It must be. We can't hold back on Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm not a beggar. I'm not going to beg anyone. I'm not going to say, well, you don't give it. Doesn't make me any different. Those out there listen, they don't give us all right. When Yah calls a little sister like that, she sent $60. She says, not much. Oh, that was a whole lot, young sister. Three brand new $20 bills. She said, Pastor Robert, it's not much. But I'm blessed to hear the message. This has revived my life. That's all right. She didn't have that. She could have sent $5. Been the same if she sent $500. Because her intent was pure. Her motive was pure. May Yah bless you all. Be encouraged. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all that are listening. I tore my watch last week. I gave it a week before last week. I gave it to Deacon Horn. I don't know how he fixed that thing. But I was about to tear it up again, but I cut myself. May Yah bless you all. And all things we do, Barak, your money, Yah. Bless your people, strengthen them all. Give us all rest and comfort this night. Those that are listening, bless each home and enrich them all. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we barak you. Yeshua cried, hallelujah. 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 Shalom.